Is this on? Or how is it?
Try that.
Can you hear me now?
Oh.
Praise God for this technology. Huh? That too, when I'm speaking, it is not working. Okay. Shall we all turn our Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch, a great authority under Candace of the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot. He was reading Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip, "Come up to me and sit with me." Sitteth with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who was declared his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet saying this, of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came into some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Shall we look to God in prayer? Father God, as we have come this morning to learn from your word, may you speak to us. May you enrich our hearts. May you make our hearts wide open to accept it. May we learn from your word. And may we walk closer to you. May it can enrich our lives and also others through our lives. Father, we pray that you will talk to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, I'm delighted to be with you all this morning to share the word of God. It's been past 1 month I've been to Canada. I'm very new to Canada. So 4 weeks, such a joy, you know, as a pastor, to sit and listen. Because back in India, every Sunday, I need to preach in my church. And I used to go to different churches to preach. So I was telling to Pastor Dave also, "Pastor Dave, I feel so relaxed to sit and listen to your sermon." And again, back, God has given me this opportunity to come here and to preach with you, to share what the burden, what God spoke to me through these words. Before I start, let me start something funny. So whether the joke you like it or not, you have to laugh. That is the condition of that. Okay? So there were a husband and wife, newly married. Everything was going good. It was quite some time, probably 3 to 4 years. So, you know, husband and wife always have something, the inner war, you know, within the signs. They will understand what is happening over there. So her husband messaged his wife stating that, "Honey, my few of my friends are coming to dinner tonight. Can you please prepare some food for them?" So husband was waiting for an answer from the wife. So he didn't get an answer for a couple of hours and he was concerned. Then he messaged wife again, "Honey, I have a good news for you. You know, we were waiting for the hike, for the hike in my salary. And I got an email from the office stating that I got a raise for 30%. What do you want as a gift?" The wife replied, "Honey, darling, I need a diamond necklace." Then the husband said, "I just wanted to check whether you saw the before message or not. Please prepare for the dinner." So I don't know which message you're going to carry today, either the first message or the second message. So I want you to carry something today, right? So when we look back to the verse, when we look back to the reading, what we have gone through, we see a lot of things which are taking place. I would say the book of the Acts of the Apostles, it is for me an action novel, whereas there is a lot of action taking place, where there is fighting taking place. Someone is coming and persecuting the church, and someone, the persecutor, is turning back to God, and he's becoming the planter of the church. And people are dying. People are giving their lives for Christ. Stephen, we see a lot of things happening. Because of one sermon, there are thousands together, people are turning to Christ. Is it not a beautiful action novel to read? The other books, if you read in the New Testament, it's of more of Paul books. If you read the letters, it's of more of theology. It's more of in-depth understanding of Christ and his coming and other things. But when you read the book of Acts, it's an action novel. I see a lot of fights, a lot of things taking place. It is also, I would say, it is also the right place where the Gospels were left. And it is being continued how the work was carried on in the church, how things were happening, how the situation was, what was the condition of the church. And there were also different opinions, whether I belong to Jesus Christ, whether I am a Christian, whether I am following Christ. There are a lot of discussions taking place. What is my path? Where am I going? How is the things are going on? And there were communities. Their story begins with healing and conversion narrative. Right after this story, we read about the conversion of Saul and who became Paul. And we know the text, Philip finds an Ethiopian eunuch. And it is a time when it is being challenged, where all rules about who was in and who was out are being challenged here. And when you come to the context, the encounter between Philip and the Ethiopian is such a great example for us. And it is happening in the noonday, in the mid of the afternoon, in the wilderness and somewhere in the southwest of Judea. It is implied that the Ethiopian is reading loud in a language that Philip recognizes. Who is this Philip? Whom are we talking about? So in the past week, we were looking at Philip as one of the person who has appointed to take care of the widows, to take care of the people. Seven people were appointed. It is the same Philip. And it is the same Philip who fought against Simon and who was baptized because of hearing of Philip's message. And we also see God removes Philip to be the central figure where he can turn many people to Christ, and he's taking him away to one person. He is not going to be a great man, you know. When we preach to thousands of people, your name is everywhere. But Philip is going back from the thousands, he's going back to that one person. The one person who is looking for Christ. The one person who is looking for the reality. The one person who is looking for the deeper meaning of life. The one person who is looking for God. God is using Philip to meet that one person. The way Philip is running, well, I read the Bible in a very practical way. I imagine myself when I was reading the Bible. I imagine I'm there and I'm visualizing that. And the moment when you read the Bible, especially the scripture portion, You see, Philip is running. What is that Philip is telling to us? Philip was a healthy man. He was running, you know. The chariot is going on and he's running, which means he's a healthy man, not only in spiritual, but also physically. God greatly used Philip in Samaria. He might have used him in Samaria, but he's not using. He's taking him back to one person. Just one person. His preaching about Christ remained the same. And he did not adjust according to his audience. It is the same thing what he preached. It is continued. Because there were many people, he did not change his message. It is the same message which Philip is carrying on. Why was this Ethiopian worshiping in Jerusalem? It is very interesting to see a eunuch coming and worshiping in Jerusalem. If you look back to the book of Deuteronomy, they were not allowed to worship according to the Moses law. But here we see a eunuch is coming and worshiping. Luke suggests as he's probably attending one of the pilgrimage festivals. His trips even by the chariot would have taken 5 months. Why? Taking that amount of risk, 5 months to travel just to attend a festival, just to know about God. Although he held a high position in power and privilege, he was dissatisfied and searching for meaning, rejecting his pagan upbringing. The eunuch dissatisfaction was intellectual, moral, and religious. He sought truth, guidance for living, and a God worthy of worship. The eunuch traveled to Jerusalem to worship and to study scripture, showing his deep religious devotion and desire to know him. Now, what is that we can learn from these two people? There are only two people? Yes? No? There are only two people in the scripture what we're reading right now, but there is also a third person, that is a spirit. There is also a third person. It is not only the eunuch and the Philip, but also the spirit is also moving in that place. Of course, the chariot, there might be someone who is riding the chariot, but we do not have the name of the person, neither we have any reference to it. Right? So, what is the background? With this background, what can we learn by looking at these two people? The story starts with the angel and then goes on. The spirit is leading. The spirit is guiding. The spirit was telling. Today, I'm going to share three learnings from the life of Philip and eunuch. Number one, what is that we can learn? Number one is recognizing his presence. Recognizing his presence. The eunuch had the word of God. He recognized the importance of the word of God, but he did not realize the meaning of the word of God. Philip recognized the voice of God, and he was running towards to fulfill that voice of God. Philip recognized, and he started, even he healed many who were demon-possessed. We can see that in Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. Most of the time, including me, we recognize God's existence and remember his leading throughout our life. But we forget to realize that God is still in control. We forget to realize that God is still in control. In recognizing God in every aspect of our life, you are keeping your thoughts in control and giving that space to God to take control over it. Recognition happens when there is a constant relationship between you and God. Whether the things go up and down, whether the experience are of a valley, whether it is an experience of a mountain, but you are in relationship with God. That is what you are recognizing God in every aspect of your life. Philip was doing that. The more time we spend intimately with God and His Word, the easier it is to recognize His voice and to lead our lives. In recognizing God and His will for your life, God is looking at your heart. And when there is genuineness, God is always willing to help you through His angels, servants, church, or even by a donkey. He will talk to you no matter where you are, no matter where you are going. When you recognize Him, He is talking to you. He spoke to you. He spoke through a donkey. How do we recognize God? Best example I would like to say is, when you work in a bank, they are being taught, the employees are being taught how to recognize the counterfeit notes. Are they, what do you call it as here? I don't know. Like notes, right? Is it? The counterfeit. They do not tell you about how the counterfeit looks like, but they will teach you how the original is. If you know the original note, the whatever the note it is called as, you know better the counterfeit. That is how God is telling us, you need to recognize Him. Celebrate what God is doing. Don't keep on murmuring, why is this happening? Don't keep on saying, complaining about why things are happening. We need to recognize Him and realize that God is still in control. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, God is enthroned on the praises of His people, not on the complaints, not on your murmuring. He's enthroned on the praises. Situation of valley or situation of a mountain, keep praising God, which means you are recognizing God. You are giving the top priority for Him in your life. If you are going to recognize when God is moving in our family, in our church, we have to take time constantly to get knowing Him. Spending time in the Word of God and prayer must become a daily habit. Philip is setting us an example to recognize the voice of God. Remember, there are many voices in the world. There are many voices in the world. The voice of your spouse, the voice of your children, the voice of your neighbor, the voice at your workplace. But realize which is true voice and run towards it. Which voices are we running? Where are we leading in our lives? To which voice the church is heeding? The moment we recognize the voice of God, we don't run for ourselves. We run for others. The moment we recognize the voice of God, we don't run for ourselves. We run for others. That is what Philip is doing. He did not think of the crowd. He did not think of himself. He did not think of the path, what he's going through. When he's going through the desert, when he's going on the way, there are many things are happening around him. There is a desert. He might be thirsty. No matter, so many things are happening. But he has realized that I am going, I have recognized, and that voice is telling, you go towards the chariot. Just run towards the chariot. The moment when you recognize and run, there is a unification taking place. That is number two, united with God. Realize a call. Philip is running towards the unification of the Spirit. Philip is united with the Spirit in knowing the way and the chariot. Can you see the togetherness or the joint operation of Philip and the Spirit? When our walk with the Spirit is going on, there are a lot of obstacles. Some people come. There are situations when we have sudden surprises. No matter what, being united with the Spirit is what God is expecting. While Philip was running in the desert, which was in the noon, he might have felt thirsty. If we were in his position, we might think, where am I going? What am I doing? I can't see the chariot. I can't see the person. Let me stop here. But the unification of the Spirit, of Philip and the Spirit, which is important. You see the connection. I would say this is something like your phone and your mobile tower. You know, you no matter where you are, whether you are in the basement, whether you are on the top floor, there is a network which is taking place between you and your, between phone and the mobile tower. There is a connection. That is the unity which we need to have. And also, if you look further, being unified with God, united with the word, while Philip was sharing. But while the eunuch is reading the passage from Isaiah, Philip is asking, do you understand? Do you understand? See, the unification of both to know, to tell other the meaning of the passage, trying to help the person in need. There is no reservation, no racism, no caste or creed. It is just getting united to God, getting closer to God. Luke has pointed out other situations where guidance was needed to understand Scripture. Even Jesus also sets an example for us in Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Peter explained the Scriptures to the crowd in his sermon on the day of Pentecost. Accepting the word and following, being united or joining with God to fulfill his unique purpose for our life. While Philip got the word, he started to heal and proclaim God. That is the unification. That is the unitedness which we need to have with God and the Spirit. This is a passage that speaks of the power that happens when we let down our walls and allow the Spirit to move. The Spirit will lead us deeper into communion with God and with one another. What is the unitedness? What is the togetherness you have with God? Number one, recognize His presence. Number two, be united with God. What happens? These two things we learn from Philip. What is the third thing we are going to learn is from the eunuch. When we see, when the eunuch was baptized, he's founding a newfound relationship with Jesus. There is a newfound relationship. When you recognize and when you are united, there is a new relationship taking place between you and God. The eunuch was rejoicing, if you read verse 39, which shows the newness of life. The second birth, the born-again experience, the life dedicated to God and for His kingdom, an acceptable life. A life which fulfills His purpose and plan. Nonetheless, the eunuch moves on, rejoicing at his newfound relationship with God. As I said earlier, the book of Acts is an action novel. The same word rejoicing, kairo, is written 7 times in the book of Acts. 7 times it is written. Philip's work is done here. So the Spirit takes him away to his next assignment. The scene is very much resembling to the life of Elijah, who went up by a whirlwind into heaven. When you recognize and get united, there is a newness in your life. Eunuch saw the new life she experienced through the baptism. You don't keep postponing the new life. It is the moment. This is the moment to make the most of it. What is a big deal in going to take a baptism? The eunuch did not think of it. Did not take a second. Okay, if I take baptism, will I lose my job? Will I lose my whatever I have, the experience or whatever the things I have? No. Willing to accept. Willing to be united with God. Willing to have that born again experience. Willing to take that bold step. Many a times we don't like to take that bold step. The worldly things hinders us. The worldly things takes us back. Okay, let me take tomorrow. Let me take some other day. In India, we call it as auspicious time for everything, you know. For a housewarming, we look at good time. What is a good time? Every day is a good time. Now is a good time. That is the newfound relationship which the eunuch had. What is the relationship you had? You might have taken baptism. Are you connected with God? Are you recognizing God in your life? Realizing the way He is leading you? Recognizing in each and every step of your life where you are going through, how He is giving, what He is giving? Are you getting united with God? We want to be connected with God to the world so much. So much that every day we want to see what's happening. We want to see our social media. We want to see Instagram. We want to see Facebook. We want to be connected. We want to see how the world is happening. What's happening in the world? But what's happening in your heart? Where is God in your life? Eunuch did not take a time. Did not take a pause. He found that newfound relationship. When some trial comes in our life, we take a step back and say, is God there? If God is there, why am I suffering? Why am I having this? Why to me? Everyone is fine, only me. Every trials, every temptation, and every blessing is from God. When I came here, when I was new, when I'm still new, I have been thinking of so many things. About my job, about my room, about so many things. But one verse I keep on repeating, I keep on saying, Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans to give you peace and hope, not to harm you. I know, God, you are in control. I know you will do wonderful things. I know I'll get the visa for my family. I know you will do great things for me. I never ever thought that within a month of time I will be preaching in some church. Hallelujah. But when you recognize and when you realize God in your life, He is doing great things in your life. You just need to get connected with Him. Being connected with Him. Since the time is running, I would not like to take much time. I would like to give an example. In our church, we shared a gospel to a new member. He's having one son and one daughter. He's around 50 years old. And I have been telling him, he accepted Christ. Accepted Christ in the sense like Christ is a true God. He knows everything. And I have been telling him, take baptism. Let's take baptism. You know what is the answer he gives me? What is the excuse he gives me? Pastor, let my daughter marriage happen. If I take baptism, people will come to know that I'm a Christian. My daughter will not get married. In India, you know, we have different things. That is the excuse which he is keeping. What is your excuse? What is that thing which is hindering you to connect with God? What is that thing which is making you to take a step back in getting connected with God? How is that you are recognizing God in your life, in your workplace, in your family, in your heart? Do you realize His voice? Do you hear Him? Are you talking to Him? We are so worried with our work, right? If we don't respond to a mail or if we don't work, you know, we may lose the job or we may lose the money or we may lose that day income. But how is your spiritual life? Philip did not think of anything else. He was just running. He was just running. He did not think of his thirst. He did not think of his food. He did not think whether he was wearing his sandals or shoes or whatever. In the desert, he is running in the noon. How are we recognizing God in our life? How are we getting united with Him? And what is the newfound relationship we have with Him? And that is the reason I made my sermon, Are You Run? Which is Philip is running towards the chariot. Now, where are you running? R stands for recognizing with presence, recognizing God's presence. And U stands for united with Him. And N stands for newfound relationship. How many have I brought to that newfound relationship in my workplace? how many have I taught or shared about God in my workplace? To my neighbor, where are you running? Do you recognize God? Are you united with him to reach the goal and purpose? Philip fulfilled his purpose, the life purpose. If it was the scenario now, if Philip was here, or if I was Philip, I would have not left the crowd because I would have been the pastor for that crowd and my life would have been settled, you know. I would have not run for that one Ethiopian. But Philip is running toward that. Do you have that newness like the eunuch had? Are you walking towards the newness? Are you making others to walk in that newfound relationship? Take a moment. Think about your life. Where are you running? Are you recognizing his presence? Are you being united with him? Have you found that newfound relationship with him? If not, God is calling you today to recognize. Many a time we recognize, but we don't realize. I had a similar experience when I was here. I was telling you. I was only thinking of what to do, what to do, what to do. But I sensed it. God has his own time, his own plan, his own purpose. Just wait. Just hold on. Be of faithful. And you will realize God is still in control. And he will do the great things in your life. May I request you all to please stand as the worship team comes and they sing a song for us. May we take this time. God, help me to recognize. Help me to be united with you. Help me to find that newfound relationship. Maybe I might have found, but I might have forgotten. Maybe there is a misconnection with you and me. There is somewhere boundaries, walls which have come up. Lord, help me to remove that. Help me to be closer to you, God. May I recognize you in my life as Philip recognized your voice. And as he made and he was united with the Spirit, with you, and made the eunuch to found a newfound relationship. May I strive hard. May I run towards it. May we all run. May the church run toward it. And may we all be a blessing to so many people. Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us this morning. Yes, Lord, many a times we have become so nominal that we come to the church, we sit and we go. We are still not able to realize that it is you who are leading us. Lord, help us to walk closer to you, be united to you. The relationship what we have found, the newness what we have found, may we help others to get it. May our BF Church may shine, bring people to you. May we give that, pass on that experience to others, O Lord. May we run, not for our family, not for our livelihood, or not for other things. May we run for you, for your kingdom, for the purpose for our life, O Master. Bless us, O Lord. Thank you for speaking to us. Help us, O Lord. We give you all the glory, honor, power, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray.